Genesis chapter 46, Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice unto the God of his father Isaac. God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob, he said, here am I. He said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. You know what that means? Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. You know what that means? Huh? Well, actually, what it is you're going to die there. You're coming out, but you're going to die there. You know, when a person dies and their eyes are open, they'll put their hand, exactly, and close the eyes. Put his hand upon thine eyes. Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and of course, Jacob did die there. And the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel. All right, now here are the, verse 8, here are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. All right, here we go. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and then the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, Carmel. You know what? Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. We've got in verse 9, we've got Reuben. In verse 10, we have Simeon. Verse 11, we have Levi. Verse 12, we have Judah. Verse 13, Issachar. 14, Zebulun. And these are all the children, the sons that came of Leah. Verse 16, the sons of Gad. 17, Asher. 18, those are the ones that came from Zilpah. 19, Joseph and Benjamin. And then in 23, Dan. And 24, Naphtali. And those are the children that were born to Bilhah. So the way he worked it out, he gave the six sons of Leah, the two sons of Rachel, the two sons of Zilpah, and the two sons of Bilhah, and ran it out that way. Okay, so there are how many boys that are born to Jacob? All right, there's 12 boys. Put that right here. 12 sons. Now in the list, and we just skipped on right through there pretty quick, he also mentions a daughter in verse 15. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padan-Aram, with his daughter Dinah. Remember her? There was a whole chapter, or a portion of a chapter, about where she got raped and so forth. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. All right, so there's one daughter that's listed, Dinah. But that's good. All right, and then there are grandchildren that are listed in this thing. Let's see if we can add all these up. And in this list, you're going to find a couple of great, at least a couple of great grandsons and one granddaughter. Okay, we'll go back up in here in verse 9. And we start out with Reuben's offspring. All right, we got Hanok. Let's see if we can keep count of these. That's one. Phalu, that's two. Hezron, that's three. Carmi, that's four. And then in Simeon's line, Jamuel, that's five. Jamin, that's six. Ohad, seven. Jachin, eight. Zohar, nine. Shaul, ten. And then in Levi's line in verse 11, Gershon, that's 11. Kohath, that's 12. Merari, that's 13. And then Judah's sons, that's 14. Onan, that's 15. Shelah, that's 16. And Phares, 17. And Zerah, 18. And Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares, okay, now here come a couple of great grandsons. Hezron, that's 19. Hamuel, that's 20. All right, and then the sons of Issachar, Tola, 21. Phuva, 22. Job, 23. Shimron, 24. And then the sons of Zebulun, Sered, 25, Elon, 26, Jaliel, 27. Then these are all the sons of Leah, and then there's Dinah mentioned right there. All right, and then we've got in verse 16, the sons of Gab, Ziphion, that's 28, Haggai, that's 29, Shuni, that's 30, Esbon, that's 31, Eri, 32, Erodi, 33, Aureli, 34. Isn't this fun? All right, and 17, Asher, we have Jimna, that's 35, Ishua, 36, Ishui, 37, Beriah, 38, Sarah, their sister, that's a granddaughter, 39, and the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel, that's 40 and 41. And those would be great-grandsons. All right, and then these are all the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bared unto Jacob 16 souls. Then verse 19, the sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. Joseph had a couple of sons. Manasseh, that's 42. Ephraim, that's 43, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, 44, Beker, 45, Asbel, 46, Gera, 47, Naaman, 48, Ehi, 49, Rosh, 50, Mupim. This sounds like some Muppet characters here. Mupim and Hoopim, 51 and 52. 53 is Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob, and all the sons were 14. The sons of Dan, Hushim, there's another one of those Muppet characters, that's 54. Jaziel was born to Naphtali, that's 55. Guni, that's 56. That's where you get the Guni sack. 57 is Jezer, and 58 is Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All right, there's 58 in that group right there that we just went through. So 58 grandchildren or great-grandchildren that are mentioned in the list there. Okay? And then, in addition to that, we have... how many wives?
Four
wives. They're all mentioned in there. Don't you guys get any idea? We're not Mormons here.
Where it mentions the 7 souls and the 16, is that, that's just a recap?
It's a recap of what's going on in each wife. No, that's a recap of what's in the list of each wife. So there's 4 wives, 12 sons, 1 daughter, 58 grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and then there's one more name in the list. Jacob himself. Okay. So the total of all that list then is 5, 63, 64, 76. 76 total people, including Jacob, that are connected with him and his offspring and all that kind of stuff. Okay? Now watch what he says here. Verse 26. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. How many is that? 66. Now what we're going to do with this genealogy is we're going to do this. We're going to compare two numbers that are in Genesis 46, one number that is in Exodus chapter 1, and one number that is in Acts chapter 7, because the numbers are not the same. And the reason we're doing this on a Sunday morning when you'd rather have something else to liven you up besides a genealogy is because scholars through the centuries have used the inconsistencies of these numbers to prove to you that your Bible is wrong. And what we're going to do is go through here and do this diligent count to show you that the Bible's not wrong at all. The scholars are wrong. This is what is called the study of a problem text. And the Bible is loaded with them. As an example, when Balaam was sent to curse the Jews by the Moabite king Balak, he couldn't curse them. But afterwards, when he couldn't curse them, he told that king, he said, you know how to get those Jews messed up with their God? Take your pretty women down there and let them run through the tribes. Those men will be attracted and they'll commit fornication with those women and God will punish him himself. And that's exactly what happened. And 24,000 men died as a result of that frolicking in the desert. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 about that same event, it said 23,000. Not 24,000. And they say, right there, you see, there's an error in your Bible. You can't trust it. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10 said 23,000 died in one day. They cleaned up the next day with the other 1,000. See? So, you know, those guys just needed a break. The thing is, every word of God is pure. And every word of God is true. You've got to take every word. And when you look at every word, then you say, oh, well, of course it makes sense. So, in this first verse that we're looking at here, verse 26, let's look at every word. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. All right, so we've got to exclude some people from this list of 76. The first person to exclude is who? Jacob. Because this is a count of those that came with Jacob. So we take off one for Jacob. What else do we take off of? Huh? You got to take off the wives because they're not out of his loins. So you got to take off the wives. All right, who else do we have to take off here? Can you see that? I'm running down that thing. Huh? The two that died in Canaan, Ur and Onan. They were born over there. They didn't come out of his loins and go with him. They weren't in Egypt with him because they were dead. So you got to take off the two for Ur and Onan. How many of y'all remember that Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan? How many of you remember that? Okay, that hadn't been too terribly long ago, but that's that situation where Jacob had some children, and they married Tamar. That's all Genesis 38. And Ur displeased the Lord. God killed him. Onan was supposed to raise up seed to Ur, and he didn't do it, so God killed him. So those two are dead. And then who else do we have to take off? Well, they're off the list. Look what he says again. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt. You got to take off Joseph and his two sons because they're already there. Okay? So minus three for Joseph and Manasseh, and Ephraim. Okay? That's 1, 5, 7, 10. 76 minus 10 is 66. So that's the way you reconcile that first number. Can you see that all right? If I move back any further, I'll be in the vacant lot. So that's how we get the 66. No problems with that. Okay? All right. Now we go to another list. Next verse. It's right there, right after this. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were two souls, Manasseh and Ephraim. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. You see how already he makes that deal like that? And so, boy, that drives the scholars nuts. You know why? They're not looking for the truth. They're looking for an error. That's what they're trying to find. The sons of Joseph, which were born to him in Egypt, were two souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. Okay. So we had 66 in that last number, right? Now we've got to add back some people. Who do we got to add back? Look at the thing again. All the souls that came with Jacob in Egypt was verse 26. Now watch verse 27. The sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were two souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. No? You got to add Joseph and those two boys. They're there. They got there first. So you got to add three for Joseph and Manasseh and Ephraim. Okay, and you got to add one more if you're going to get 70. Jacob. Because that's his house. It says all the souls of the house of Jacob. So you add one for Jacob, and you get 70. Okay? So no problem in reconciling these so far? Everybody got that? All laid down pretty easy? Okay, now let's go over to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll look at verse 5. All right. We'll just start with verse 1. These are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. What did I say, Ephesians? Well, I told you when I started this lesson I was going to go to Exodus chapter 1. Now, why would you be in Ephesians chapter 1? Because I told you to. Huh? Oh, both of them start with an E, right. And N and an S, no doubt. Okay. Yes, Exodus chapter 1. Y'all were sitting there just blank, weren't you? What in the world is he doing? It didn't even look like I turned far enough to get to Ephesians, does it? Exodus chapter 1. These are the names of the children of Israel. Is that better? Which came into Egypt, every man in his household came with Jacob. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. We see those names all the time. All the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. So this is going to be all the ones that came out of the loins, okay, of Jacob. And then he makes this statement, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Go back to verse 1 again. These are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob. And these are the ones that come. And then these are the ones that are out of the loins of Jacob. And then Joseph was in Egypt already. Okay. Now, if you take the 76 names that we had in the list here, we're all right on this deal? Okay. We have the 76 names that are in the list here. Four of those we know didn't come out of his loins. Those were his wives, right? I'm doing this backwards from the way that I worked it up. Jacob didn't come out of his own loins. Might try that. Or, I tell you, actually the way I worked this out on this, let's do it this way because it'll be easier to see. We ended up with 66 after we took off on our first reconciliation. We took off
the wives.
We took off Jacob. We took off the three in Egypt. And what do we do? Take off the two that died? Okay. There you go. And that was 66. That's the easiest way to work back into this. And so in this one then, what we're doing is we've got to get the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob, and we have to... So what we have to do is we have to add back some that are in that list that came out of his loins. All right? These two, Ur and Onan, will have to be added back because they're out of the loins of Jacob. And who else? The two sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, that were in Egypt. And the reason that's 70. And the reason we don't add back Joseph is look at verse 5 again. All the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. He gives you Joseph as the 71st person. Father, we are thankful for this today. This is the thing we're thankful for. We are thankful, Lord, that your Bible is absolutely true and there is no error in it. And we're thankful that when scholars come along to challenge, they don't shake our faith because we've simply been instructed by you to believe what we're reading. And Lord, that there is a way, by the revealed truth of your Holy Spirit to reconcile these things which appear to be problems. And we pray that every person that's here today that has seen this will be able, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, when they desire to study out a thing that gives them problems, be able, by the leadership of your Holy Spirit, to reconcile things out so that they will continue to have confidence in the words of God and be able to give an answer to every man that asketh them the hope that is within them. And we ask you to do that for them and for us, for Jesus' sake. Amen.